Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Love Journey. Welcome to another episode of Love, Praise, and Inspiration. Oh, yeah. Let me just tell you, the Love Journey today is going to talk about unhealthy relationships. Yeah. How to release toxic relationships from our lives. I just want to remind you today that the Love Journey is an inspirational experience. They call it a prayer line, but I call it a love experience. Thinking that here we assist people into their higher self, recognizing that love is the most powerful force, the most powerful vibration from living from that space. And today this show is going to take you to that inner journey of inner self. Because life is an inside game. It's like love is the inside game. And so today as we move through life, I want to remind you that it's all an inside job. All right, we're going to hear Testify by Diane. Yes, you're tuned in to the Love Journey.
I think. That there's a time in your life when you realize that whatever it is that is eating you, whatever it is that you're running from, whatever it is that you're afraid of, you just have to stop, take a deep breath, turn around, and face it. Face it. Stick your arms out as wide as you can and embrace it. Hold on real tight. You see, the tighter you hold on to it, the smaller it gets. And you just embrace it. And embrace it until you find yourself embracing yourself. Then you can move on with peace of mind and all that stuff. Just leave it behind. Sometimes you won't understand why life is the way it is. Things don't always go the way you plan them. But I believe God and time are synonymous, and through time God reveals all things. You gotta be still, stand in love, and pay attention. I just wanna testify. I just gotta testify. I just wanna testify. Oh, I gotta testify. When I look back on my life, I go crazy when I think of the danger I put myself in. But amazing grace always carried me to safety, knowing that I go back to the same place again and again. Lord, no one could ever love me the way that you do. Spirit, mind, and body, I surrender myself daily to you. Oh, and I just wanna testify. I gotta testify. I just wanna testify. amazing grace as your constant friend. Say, I am free of anger, I am free of fear, and my mind is at ease. I don't regret a single yesterday, because yesterday made me who I am today.
But you know, that was Diane Reeves. I don't know, I was really intently listening to that song just now, and I just heard stuff I never heard before. You got to embrace all of it. You got to believe in yourself, love yourself. You got to embrace even the things that's not so good right now, and embrace it until you can love it, and then love it and keep loving it until it removes itself. I'm like, wow. That was so... It touched my heart this morning. Sometimes we don't realize the power of love. You know, because we've been conditioned to believe that love is this foo-foo stuff and it's weak. But I'm going to tell you, there's so much power in love when you can love a situation back into its natural state, no matter how it looks. When you can love a person even when they can't love themselves. When you can love a situation and see that everything is happening for us and not to us. I'm just so grateful for love today. I'm going to play this Speak to My Heart. You know I got to do it. You got to do it. I sure have to, y'all. So I'm going to play this Speak to My Heart. speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. We're going to get ready and turn within and move to that divine presence. Recognizing in this oneness that there is only one presence and one power. You see, we recognize that great spirit on this line is God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that God is not. And so this morning we want to tune in to the breath. And as we tune in to the breath, I want us to breathe in all of the goodness of life. You know, family, sometimes we forget to breathe. Life can take us through spaces where we just absolutely go up and forget that we need to just stop and breathe. So no matter where you are in this process and this inner journey of life, I want you to just tune in and breathe. Know that in this right now moment, you can call forth and speak to that situation. I just want you to breathe, family, if you become still and know. Be still and know that I am God. Just breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Tune in to that mighty I am presence. Let's breathe in, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight. Breathe into the heart, deep into the diaphragm, and release through the mouth. Family, sometimes we forget to breathe. Let's breathe, family. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Just breathe. And release. Divine Mother, Father, God. Oh, precious and precious Holy Spirit. I come today asking that every word of my mouth come, Holy Spirit, and every meditation of my heart come, Holy Spirit, will be so acceptable in thy sight. Oh, as I invite and invoke the presence of my mighty I am consciousness, my higher mind self, as I speak from my transcending power, come, Holy Spirit. I ask that you remove every human-created thought, every human-created ego. Come, Holy Spirit. And remove all of me in this right now moment, Holy Spirit, that I can speak from the powerful presence of my I am consciousness. Come, Holy Spirit. Divine presence of my higher mind, God being. At the center of my mind, I call forth, invite, and speak, and activate all the forces in me, in each and every one of us, in the mighty, powerful name, nature, and consciousness of our brother Christ, as we recognize that our mind is part of the infinite mind of God. Therefore, I declare before the God of my being as I pray in this right now moment. And I ask for the courage, the strength, and the clarity to do your will as we cleanse our minds this morning. Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, and remove from our body, our minds, our soul, from the very essence of ourselves, every memory, every pattern, every data, any information that remembers anything other than the truth that we are perfect, whole, and complete right now, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to remove from the essence of our DNA right now, God, anything that is not in alignment with the truth of abundance. Any seemingly appearances that are showing up in our space of lack, I ask you to remove it right now, God. Oh, remove in our organs any memory of anything other than abundance, God. Remove it right now, Holy Spirit. I ask you to cleanse our mind, cleanse our cells, cleanse our organs. Only remember the truth, God. And as I speak now from the God of my being, you know, God, what we have a desire of even before we ask. You are the ruling power of this universe. And we recognize that you are the ruling power over all our affairs in this right now moment, God. Lead us right now, Holy Spirit. Speak to our heart, God, and guide us and direct us right now, God. For we are open to receive all that you have in store for us right now, God. Oh, the God power within each and every one of us is greater than anything outside of us. And we give thanks to that mighty, powerful, higher mind consciousness, the goddess energy of our minds, our body, for giving us the power of self-mastery over all things right now, God. Recognizing that this journey is a mastery of self right now, God, come, Holy Spirit. That we can master ourselves in this right now moment, God, in this season, Holy Spirit, that we may live the abundant life that you so eloquently have placed us in this journey for, God. We ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and open up your doors, your heavens, your gates, and your windows, and pour out a blessing, a supernatural explosive blessing, God. Oh, I'm calling it forth right now, God. I'm calling forth supernatural explosive blessings right now, God. I'm calling forth health. Somebody today, God. Oh, they need a blessing in their bodies, God. There's some disease showing up, God. But we know that you are a mighty, powerful healer right now, God. And so I call forth your blessings to remove the memory, the thoughts, and any data that remembers any disease in the body right now, God. I call it right now forth to cleanse the mind, God. Remove any idea of anything other than great, perfect, and holistic health, God. Oh, I'm calling it forth right now. Somebody need a blessing in their body right now, God. Oh, Father, Mother, God of this great universe who created everything in this universe, the healer of all great things, God. I'm calling it forth right now, God. Somebody needs a healing, God. Somebody needs a restoration in their relationship, God. Oh, I'm calling forth the blessings upon love today, God. I'm calling it today, God. Somebody needs a relationship restoration, God. Oh, Father, Mother, God, I'm calling it forth. Somebody is on this line right now, God. Speak to their hearts right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm calling it forth right now, God. Somebody needs a blessing right now, God. Oh, somebody came to this line for you to speak to their minds, God. Somebody came to this line for you to speak to their hearts right now, God. Somebody is desiring their divine lovemate, God. Oh, I'm calling it forth right now, too, God. Somebody is birthing a new book right now, God. Somebody painting a new painting right now. Birthing a new ideas, God. I'm calling it forth. I'm blessing it right now, God. You said in your word we can call forth a thing. We can speak over a thing right now. We can speak life. You said we can speak to those dry bones right now, God. Oh, Father, Mother, God, I'm calling forth financial blessings. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking for an anointing so big, God, that on this two turned up Tuesday, that you will wow our minds on this two turned up Tuesday, God, that we will be so blessed, God, that we will be anointed with the anointing of Abraham, God, that even the blessed recognize our blessings and say, ooh, they so blessed. We want to be blessed in their blessings, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm calling forth an anointing, God, that we would be so blessed that even the blessed will call us blessed, God. Oh, I'm calling forth an anointing so big, God, that we will be anointed with the anointing of Solomon today, God. Calling forth not just his wisdom and his wealth, but his anointing upon our life to know the discernment of how to use that wealth to move your kingdom forward on earth, God. I'm calling it forth right now. I'm calling forth those big blessings, God. Those kind of blessings that only we could say, oh, God had to show up and show out on this blessing right here, God. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm talking about them two turned up type of blessings, God. On this two turned up Tuesday, God, I just thank you, Holy Spirit, for the kind of blessings that you're blessing us with, God. As we move into this new year, God, this new day, God, we unfold it with the gratitude, knowing that we can rejoice in the gift of the present of this day, God. Thanking you for all the blessings that today will bring us today, God. Oh, I'm speaking to our angels today, God. You said we can command the angels to go forth on our day. We can speak to our angels, God, and send them out on assignment, God. Well, Holy Spirit, I'm sending a legion of angels to go before each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I'm calling forth those legion of angels to go forth and send forth and create a path of ease, elegance, and grace for this day, God. I'm calling forth those legions of angels to open up those doors of prosperity that we may walk in today, God, and open up and be so blessed in our financial wherewithal, God. Oh, come, angels, because you said we can command the angels and send them out on assignment and bring our blessings, God. So we command our angels today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, to create this beautiful, amazing day, God. Oh, that only you can do, God. Oh, thank you for your spiritual messengers, your angels of messengers, God. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, that for our unseen presence, God. Thank you for those that are in the unseen committee that are always blessing our minds, souls, and directing us and guiding us, our spiritual cheerleaders, God. I just give thanks for our spiritual cheerleaders, our unseen presence that is always with us, walking with us, always around us, keeping us protected in palm of your hands, Holy Spirit. I just ask you to continue to send your angels around us, God. I ask you to continue to send your angels around our children today, God, and even our children's children today, God. No matter where they are in the world today, God, I call forth a blessing upon their life right now, God. I call forth a blessing on our children today that will blow their mind, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to even bless our CCs today, God. And even our CCs that we won't even see as we walk this planet, God. I'm asking for our prayers to be so blessed today that even the prayers of those who will walk this planet long after we're gone will be blessed by this prayer today, God. Oh, and the work that we do, I just ask you to continue to bless our mind, soul, and the works of our hand, God. I'm asking you to anoint our hands right now, God, as we surrender our hands to you, that everything we touch, Holy Spirit, not only turn to gold, but platinum gold, God. Oh, God, that we will weave such a beautiful masterpiece through our hands today, God, that only you can see through our hands the beautiful places that we will touch and create beautiful masterpieces, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to anoint our feet right now, God, that everywhere we tread, our feet should be upon your holy ground, God. Oh, and everywhere we go, God, we will be blessed just because of our presence, God. Oh, when we walk in our place of business today, God, the light will shine and the sun will come just because our presence is there, God. That's how blessed I want you to raise our vibratory energy, that we will be so blessed, God, that even our blessings will bless those that we touch and it just come in the mere presence of us. Come on, Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus, come, God, and do your will on this call as you expand us today, God, as you expand our territory in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and open up those windows, those doors, those gates, those heavens, and pour out your supernatural blessing upon our life as we recognize our supernatural favor that we have walking this journey on this day. And I say amen, God. Ooh, amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. I send lots of love. Good morning, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds. Ooh, even good morning to as we move into a new season. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water and the ethers. Good morning to the land and the soil. Good morning to all the energy in the universe. Good morning, universe. Good morning to our most angelic community, our most beneficent angelic community. I just give thanks for our unseen committee called the angels. Good morning, angels, as we invite and invoke your presence into this call, as we call forth a legion of angels to go before us to create that ease and elegance and grace. Good morning, angels. Good morning, angels. Good morning, archangels, as we invite and invoke your presence. And good morning, good morning, good morning to our ascended masters. Good morning as we invite and invoke the presence of the ascended masters. And good morning to our master guides and our spirit guides as we invite and invoke their presence. And as we stand here today, paying homage to the wonderful ancestors, those who have walked this journey before us, those who have sacrificed their life to leave a legacy called us today, we give thanks to our ancestors. Good morning, ancestors, as we call forth and invite your presence into this call. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, Miss Annie Mac, my mother, who was the vehicle who assisted me into the planet. I just give thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you, as we invite and invoke your presence. And I'll be remiss if I don't call forth Colette Grant. Mama Colette, Mama Woosie, I tell you. It wasn't a day went by when she was able to call after the call and say, good morning, my child, my sister, and just name all kinds of positions I played in her life. But I tell you, good morning, Mama Colette. I appreciate your presence and the legacy you left, and your beautiful children, and all of your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren, and all of those, we say good morning to you as we invite and invoke your presence into this call this morning. And to all the known and unknown ancestors, and to all of your ancestors, speak their names this morning as we call forth their presence, giving thanks for the homage and the legacy and the sacrifices that our ancestors made for us today. And as we stand in true gratitude and those who will come behind us. And so we give thanks for the energy of the presence of those who will come after us this morning. We say good morning to our descendants, known and unknown descendants, and invite and invoke their presence into this call. Good morning, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You are tuned into the love journey. I tell you, they call it a prayer line, but I call it a love experience. Welcome to your love experience. Welcome to this new day where all things are washed away. Good morning to my family. Good morning to my gods and goddesses. Peace to my queens and kings, and love, love to the love journey family. I tell you, my millionaires and billionaires, my multimillionaires and all the inventors and all the things that you are birthing, the God in me wants to greet and honor the God in you. The light in me wants to greet and honor the light in you. And I tell you, the love in me greets and honor the love in you. And you have been tuned in to the love journey. And I am Janine Ann Ingram. And I am the author of Born to Be Rich, filmmaker, master speaker. I can go on and on and on. I can go on, vision board counselor. And I'm also your host today, your radio host, also known as Lady Love, the Love Goddess. And I'm super, super excited today. I'm super, super excited to remind you that you are love. You are love. And so as we begin to move into a place to just simply honor our divine presence and soak ourselves in love this morning, I just want you to drop from your head and move into your heart. You see, the heart has wisdom. And I just want you to simply breathe into the heart and begin to reminisce. And the reason I move you into reminiscing, into love, a remembrance of love, is because I want you to remember the feeling. Because in remembering the feeling, I want you to bring that feeling eventually into a space of loving you. So in this right now moment, I want you to begin to reminisce on a time when you felt love. You see, when love permeated, saturated, and pulsated from every cell in your body, I want you to remember a time when love, yes, love, called your name. When love permeated every cell, I want you to begin to remember when love illuminated your heart, saturated every thought, called you by your name. I want you to remember every anticipation in your body. And you remember to be loved. You see, it could have been any powerful reason. Could have been a powerful spiritual exchange between you and someone you love. How powerful. Or maybe it was the birth of a newborn baby. Her heart expanded. It was a birth of a newborn baby. Ooh. I remember holding a newborn baby in my arms and feeling the presence of the divine, thinking this is the closest to love I could ever come in life. This mighty, powerful creation. I felt so loved by the universe. Powerful feelings permeated every cell in my body. Moved every muscle fiber in my body. Oh. It was an amazing feeling to be loved and feel love and to know love in that moment. Maybe it was a moonlit night, a full moonlit night, walking in a park by a vast body of water. Oh. Standing there holding hands and basking in the glow of the moon's love. Ooh. I knew I was loved by the universe. Oh, man. Standing in the majesticness of the sun. And as the sun greeted me in the morning with the warmth of a kiss on my face, and as I stood in awe of this majestic energy, I knew I was so loved by the universe. Its power, its presence moved every cell in my body. The beauty of the divine energy moved me into a place of oneness, and I knew I was loved by the universe. Or maybe it was a time of day that Frankie calls the golden time of day. Golden time of day. You know, when the sun is releasing itself and even this majestic energy, the hues are purple and red and gold, orange and red and And you just stand there in this awe, in this beauty, in this magnificence. And I knew I was loved by the universe. But whatever had you so lit up and so turned on, I want you to bring that thought and that feeling into this right now moment. I want you to remember what it gives love and to receive love and to know love and to be love. I want you to remember what it felt like to be one with love. As love called your name. See, I want you to bring that feeling into every cell in your body. I want you to bring that feeling into your heart and feel so passionate into your muscle fiber in this right now moment. I want you to remember what it felt like to be loved. And I just want you to breathe that feeling in into this right now moment as you begin to release the thought of anyone else in this right now moment. I want you to just turn all of that energy into you right now. I want you to remember that feeling and feel that same feeling for you right now. I want you to love you right now. Loving you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I want you to love you right now. I want you to love you right now. I want you to love you right now. Love you, just because you are. And as you recognize that you so deserve to be loved, I want you to know that your brand of beauty is absolutely beautiful, because when God, the creator, the divine goddess created all of us, there was no monopoly on beauty. Beauty came in many facets. Many shapes, many colors and sizes. And I want you to recognize today that your beauty, your brand of beauty is absolutely beautiful. You are so amazing. You are so amazing. You are so deserving, so beautiful, and so absolutely important to the fabric of this planet right now. You are so important. And so in this right now moment, I just want you to love you just because you are. And as you begin in this right now moment, I want you to pull out your mirror. And then pulling out your mirrors, I want you to begin to look in your eyes. But I want you to speak to your soul as we speak these affirmations today. I want you to speak to the very heart of your soul today, to the depth of your soul, as you remember that you deserve to be loved today. And so I want you to give yourself permission to love you in this right now moment. I just want you to look in your eyes and say to yourself, I give myself permission to love me today. Give yourself permission to love you. Let's say it again. I give myself permission to love me today. And I want you to continue to look in your eyes, and I want you to say thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to love you today. Come on, family. Thank you for the opportunity to love you today. Come on, family, I want you to say that. And then this time I want you to say it again, and I want you to say your name. I want to know your name. Come on, let's look in our eyes. Let's look in those big, beautiful brown eyes, and I want you to say, thank you, Janine, for the opportunity to love you today. Oh. And I want you to say, I fully and deeply love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. Come on, family. I want you to say it, and I want you to mean it. I know some of you all just get on this line and don't do this, but this is important work. So I'm asking you today to do the work. Let's do it, family. Let's say it again. I fully and deeply love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. Continue to look in your eyes, and I want you to say, I deserve love. And I want you to look in your eyes and say it deep to your soul, like, and mean what you say and say what you mean. I deserve love. I deserve love. Ooh, I deserve love. And I want you to say three times to yourself, come on, family. I am love. I am love. I am love. Come on, family. Let's do it. I am love. I am love. I am love. And I want you to say, I am divine love in expression. Three times, family. I am divine love in expression. I am divine love in expression. I am divine love in expression. Now, this is my part, family. Come on, let's look in our eyes. And I want you to scan the room and come back like love at first sight and meet your eyes and just smile and feel like you just fell in love at first sight. Have you ever looked at somebody and felt their heart and knew they was just the one for you? I want you to look at you and say that to yourself. You the one for me. And just tell yourself you a love machine. And I won't work for nobody but you. Yeah, baby. Okay, okay. Look in your eyes, love. Let's do it. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Ooh, we got waited all night long just to say good morning to you. Yes, been waiting for. Yes, I am. You see, the world is waiting to experience your greatness. Your greatness awaits. Come on, family, we're going to do it again, but this time we're going to put our name on it. I want to know your name. What's your name, baby? Come on, y'all. Let's do it. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Janine. Oh, Janine, I waited all night long. You see, Janine, I waited all night long just to say good morning to you. And Janine, you, yes, Janine, you are what the world's been waiting for, girl. You see, Janine, the world has been waiting to experience your greatness. Janine, your greatness awaits. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I get turned on and lit up when I say that to myself. This time I want you to say your name, and I want you to say I love you. I really, really love you. And as I remind you today, family, you are an instrument of love. And in the words of Prince, he said, when one discovers love and master oneself, one discovers God. Are you discovering God right now? Because I sure have. If you feel like I feel right now, you should be on high. And if you're not, I just hope and pray that one day you can be. But I hope you can feel what you feel when you feel this, when you say your name. Say your name. Say your name like you mean it. Say your name and speak to your heart, to the depth of your soul. And say, I love you. I really, really love you. Let's do it, family. Let's look in those mirrors. Janine, I love you. I really, oh, really, really love you. Let's do it again, family. Janine, I love you. I really, really, really love you. And last time, family, I want you to say it like you mean it. Janine and Ingram, ooh, I love you. I really, really, really love you. You see, family, I want you to marinate in our love. In this right now moment, if I am the first representation of love in my life, can't nobody do nothing right now but love me right now the way I feel about me. You see, I'm vibrating so high, I'm flying high. The only thing that can come to me in this right now moment is love. Because I know I am a reflection of love in this right now moment. I am a reflection of love. You see, because I recognize that I am the first representation of love in my life. I get to teach people how to show up in my space through my energetic invitation, my vibration, and whatever I'm vibrating and sending out to the universe comes right back to me. I want you to marinate in that thought, because life really is an inside game, and love is an inside job. I want you to marinate on that. Listen to this. Yeah.
You know, the moment you realize you're
not alone
is your finest hour. When you can finally allow yourself to be seen as you truly are. That's what intimacy is to me. It's acceptance of yourself. I can tell you the truth about me, and you can tell me the truth about you, and we can still be cool.
You can tell me the truth about you, and we can be cool.
It's relationship, commitment. We're all in this thing together, you know?
Yes, we're all in this thing together.
Life is about connecting, making room for your friends. It's making yourself vulnerable. Don't nobody want to do that. It separates the men from the boys.
And the women from the girls. Come
intimacy.
On,
it's the art of loving, the act of giving and sharing and laughing. Yeah, it's sensual and seductive, but you ain't got to seduce me. I'm already yours. At some point, you have to come to the understanding that you're an instrument of love. Can you dig it? I thought I knew all there was to know about it, you understand? But I've only been scratching the surface, y'all. Intimacy. I think I'm ready now.
I think I'm ready, y'all. All right, you tuned in to the Love Journey. They call this a prayer line. I call it a love experience. Welcome to your love experience. Welcome to your inner journey of learning to love you. Yes. You see, my grandmother used to tell me there's not an ill that love can't heal. There's not a prescription love can't fill. There's not a question love can't answer. My grandmother used to tell us, Janine, people don't treat you the way you treat them. They treat you the way you treat yourself. Grandma, I don't know what you're talking about, Grandma. That don't make sense. But Albert Einstein tells us all the time that life is energy. And if everything is absolutely energy, then if I'm not loving me, how I expect you to love me? If I'm not honoring me, how do I expect you to honor and love me? Even if you are my husband or you may be somebody's wife, but I'm telling you, loving you is the most powerful work you can do on the planet. You see, in this journey of loving me, it became so clear. The clarity began to show up in my own life. I began to value the very essence and the gift that I am to the planet, and began to recognize that we're all valuable to this planet. Oprah said something that was so powerful in one of her speeches. She said, the world will only show up and value you when you show up and value you. But it takes courage. It takes action to make this real. This thing called relationship. So we're going to talk about relationships today. You see, we're going to talk about relationships. I read this article, so, you know, I always like to share things when I read it. This article, of course, is by Maston Kemp, and it's about relationship. And we're going to talk about how to tell the difference between a toxic, unhealthy relationship and a rough patch. We're going to talk about romantic relationships being one of the biggest teachers, the biggest mirror in our life. Did you know that? Can you imagine the spiritual lesson of a romantic relationship? Let's talk about that. Of course, this is an article written by Mastin Kipp again, and it's called The Spiritual Lesson of Romantic Relationship. Oh, do you crave it? Did you have it and lose it? Do you absolutely feel stuck in your relationship where before you felt free? Or maybe you went through a rough breakup and are timid about even getting into another relationship? Well, let's talk about it. Here's the good news. There's a spiritual lesson in every romantic relationship. Now, if you are single, you can learn a lesson from your previous relationship. Or if you are in a relationship, you can learn a lesson and even go deeper. You see, if you want to learn the spiritual lesson of your relationship, that's what this is all about today. Love and passion in a relationship make our lives come alive. You see, a fulfilling relationship makes your life worth living. It takes you deeper. It heals you, and it brings your heart out. Come on, y'all. He said, my therapist once told me after I had read hundreds of self-help books, she said, congratulations, Master. Now, if you really want to grow, get into a relationship. Bam. Let me say that again. If you really want to grow, get into a relationship. Boom. He said, what powerful advice. You see, there's a spiritual lesson. Let's learn it together, he said. And this is what he said that he learned in that right now moment. He said, do you feel exhausted from work and you don't even have the energy for a relationship? Do you ever feel the woman or the man you need to be at work is somehow at odds with the person you need to be in love? Do you ever feel that even if you attract love, you don't even know how to sustain it? Are you looking to integrate within yourself the spiritual seeker, worldly achiever, and woman who wants to be loved? He said, well, welcome to this conversation. He said, did you know that there's a spiritual message in your romantic relationships? When you look at the first 3 to 6 months, you fall in love, but you don't really fall in love. What you fall in is what he calls chemical soup, right? You fall into what they call dopamine. You fall into the oxytocin, the epinephrine, the norepinephrines, and the serotonins, and all the neurochemicals, and all the peptides, and all the different hormones of your body just kind of flooding together in this thing we call this chemical soup, and you feel sort of magical, mystical. Ooh, this incredible feeling. Ooh-wee. Can you imagine that? That feeling? The reason is twofold. One is because you're given an expression of what the divine enlightenment or the experience of God consciousness or whatever that might be, you're getting that experience of what that feels like temporarily. Let me say that again. This is why I wanted to bring this part out tremendously out, because the reason why I take you back into that experience of remembering what love feels like is because that is the God consciousness. That's the enlightenment. Even if it's only temporary that you felt it, the remembrance that I want you to remember. Because when you remember that feeling, I want you to bring that enlightenment back into your space on a permanent basis. Not because of an outside, but because of it coming from the inside. And that's the remembrance that I talk about in the love soak. So I want to say this again. I might repeat it a couple of times. The reason why we get in this chemical soup is because we are given an expression of what divine enlightenment or the experience of God consciousness or whatever that might be, you're getting that experience of what that feels like temporarily. And also the biology is designed to make sure that we're bonding and having sex so that we can continue to perpetuate life. But the veil eventually drops in the relationship and you see the person for the flaws and the things that used to make you really love the person and the things that now really piss you off. And instead of leaving, unless you've been physically abused, in which case there's an opportunity for you to learn a spiritual lesson. What? I know you're saying, what? Janine must have lost her car and taken my mind. He said, but here's what we learned. We all have childhood wounds that we've been through. And what's so fascinating is we tend to draw to us who are the energies of ourselves. So what does that mean? It means that this person is expressing the traits or the embodiment of the things that is within our womb. Whoa. And the reason why you're attracted to someone, it's not just physical, chemical, and phenomenal. There's also a spiritual lesson for you. There are pieces of your childhood that need to be worked out. And you get the opportunity to see this beautiful example of someone in front of you who has the element that you need to grow from. Oh, Janine done lost a cotton picking. Man, I know y'all saying that, right? So you make them wrong for it. You can argue, you can try to change them, but that never works. So you can really start to take responsibility for your side of the relationship and go, what's my spiritual lesson here? What is my spiritual lesson? Maybe I'm being asked to be sensitive, or maybe I'm being asked to have a greater sense of self, or maybe I'm being asked to learn to love me more. Maybe I'm being asked to open up and really love all of me, my vulnerabilities, the good, the things I judge. Maybe I'm learning how to set more boundaries. Maybe the lesson is really all about me. Because the thing that attracts you to someone will be the thing that we most need to learn about ourselves. And we will get pissed off and keep breaking up and keep meeting the same people in different bodies until we begin to love that part of us and heal that part of us. Begin to embody the part that needs to be healed. Begin to love even the dark parts, even those judged parts, those parts that we judge bad and those things that we judge negative. When we begin to love and heal those things. But here's the thing. We can either deal with it now, we can leave the relationship and then go on to another relationship. But the thing is, you're just going to keep having that sort of same chemical soup in love over and over and over again. And then you're going to call Janine and say, these women or these men are not blah, blah, blah. And then I'm going to tell you, but you're meeting yourself. And then you're going to get mad and hang up and say, Janine just don't understand. But you only meet in yourself. You see, this will always drop the veil around us when we get into those relationships. You would date the same person in different shoes. So if you're in a relationship now and you feel stuck, use this as an opportunity to learn the spiritual lessons, because you're going to learn it one way or another. You're going to find yourself in the exact same position in the future that you are right now. So you got to get the opportunity to dive deeper and really embody what you need to learn. So without ego, without needing to be right, without trying to step in the sort of hierarchy of you're right and they're wrong, but to know and remember, in relationships, there's not a sick one and a well one, but you both are here to take responsibility for your side of the street. So really ask yourself, what is the spiritual lesson? What are they teaching me? Can I be more loving to myself? Do I need to really learn who I am and master me? Do I need to speak up for myself? Do I need to honor me more? What boundaries do I need to set? What attracted me to this person? What's pissing me off about that person? And honestly, how could I embody this? You see, this advice has saved many relationships. So really think about this. If you know someone who's in a relationship right now and they're having some strife, this can be an eye-opening conversation for them right now. I want you to really think, what is the spiritual message in our relationship beyond this chemical soup feeling, beyond that oxytocin, beyond the sexual energy that I'm feeling that I want to do what I do when I do when I do, besides the fact that they're pissing me off? What is the spiritual message? And how am I being asked, offered the opportunity to grow here in deeper and deeper ways? That's the real question. That's the real question. What is the spiritual lesson?
Are the lines open, Lady Love?
Yeah, the line open. You want to say something? Go ahead. I was giving a pregnant pause so people could think about it.
Oh, well, go ahead on. Go on.
No, no, go ahead. What's the comment, baby? Go ahead.
Oh. This phrase that you have, the spiritual lessons in partnership, I had not seen that like that before. But you know, I woke up this morning and my brother and I had a conversation last night. And I found out that, and he's a blessing to me. Like, it's a blessing to me to really even come and stay with me, because we're not that close. We're not that far apart in age, but he's older than I am, so he remembers a lot. And you know, he's beginning to see some things in me. And he let me know last night that he saw some things in my grandmama, that of some of my behaviors. And I said, you know what? For some reason, I thought about my mama. I called her mama. I call my mother, my dear, and I call my grandmother mama. And but she was Queenie. We call her Queenie, Mama Queenie too. But uh-huh. When you were talking about our relationship, you know, sometimes we don't know what a blessing it is to live a life and to live long enough to be able to experience various dimensions and growth in our lives, and to have someone with you that's been with you and is doing his own thing in terms of his growing, because our relationship actually has become much, much better and closer since he's moved to Chicago. But he said something last night to me. He said, you know what? He said, I saw you doing something that Mama did. I said, what? He said, you know, we don't understand that this giving, this servant attitude. You know, it's one thing to give and you're conscious of your giving. But when you've got habits that you're not conscious of and you do it and you never question what you do and you just do it. And he was able to say, you know, I see it because Grandma did that. She would give and she really didn't have anything. She really, even when she was short and she didn't have it, she still gave. And I saw that in my grandmother, and I do that too. And he said, and I do that too. And he was telling me that when he was in the service, he said, he remembered three guys, and he said, he was married. And you know, like, I'm going to try to make this as short as possible. He had his wife had, was supposed to get a portion of his check. And for 3 months, she didn't get anything, and he got all the money, but he didn't send anything to her. But then when they took the money away from him for 3 months, he was doing all kind of KP duties and shining shoes to make some money. And then he was always treating his friends. And his friends said, man, you're always talking about you don't have no money, but you're always treating somebody. And he said, Joy, that's what I see you. You treat, but you really don't have the money. And what is this, that goes into what is the lesson that we have relationship? And I said, oh, wow. So that means that our savings are low. The spiritual lessons is that it is so important to have a relationship with yourself, be open to truth, and that people will come and they will say things to you. And when you're in denial, you miss the blessings of being able to put a check on and check and put your life in balance. So partnershiping and right partnershiping and loving relationships can help you put a check and balance in all of your, in your affairs, in your money, And being able to have someone in your life, whether it's my brother, like I said, that's weird. I don't know if we're just getting older or just mellowing or loving God more. But even with our relationship with God, Jadine, when we find ourselves being checked with the relationship, then it's time for us to check out what is our relationship with God. Because just like we show up in the sight of others and we're able to receive those truths, and what about this unseen power that we live with every day and we can only check ourselves and what it is that we pray for, and what we expect, and what we get. And so I'm grateful for this lesson in partnership. It has value. It has tremendous value. And your ability to grow and to mature spiritually is determined by your own desire and depth of your hunger and thirst for the truth of who you are. That's where the great love is, when you can.
So let me bring one. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were complete. I apologize.
Okay, go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I want to speak to one thing that you said, that you said, so we need to check ourselves in our relationship to God. Prince said this, and I reiterate this really a lot, because this is where I learned a lot about my intimacy, my presence, my divine essence of who I am. He said, when one discovers love and master self, one discovers God. You know, the interesting thing is in life is that we cannot love God, and this may be blasphemous to some people, but you really can't love God or know God till you know and love yourself. And it seems very esoteric. It may seem blasphemous to some people, because I hear people say, oh, I love God, and then go dishonor themselves in places and relationships. But you cannot love God until you do learn to love you. When you begin to love and honor and master oneself, you do really love and discover God. Your synonymous energy with God, your divine presence wakes up. It gets activated. You get clarity. You begin to hear God more clearer. You begin to understand what it means to be God on the planet and walk as a goddess. So when you begin to love you, it's synonymous with God, I promise you. It may not, you know, because we've been conditioned in tradition church, and it may seem blasphemous, but I promise you, it is the most eye-opening presence of God that you will ever know in your life when you begin to really, truly dive into the presence of loving your own self.
Amen. I agree. Because when the lights came on there, the light's supposed to come on in every aspect, on every aspect of your life, every aspect of your life, seen and the unseen. And from that conversation I had with my brother last night, I woke up this morning with a much greater appreciation for God in my life and saw God in a totally different way. And you know what, Janine? It increases not only your faith but your courage, too, to step out with that partnership. That is the eternal partnership that is always with you, started in your prayer, in your mama's womb. Come on, Holy Spirit. And if you can't check with the partnerships outside of yourself, come on, you don't know who God is. Thank you. Learn God.
But did you wake up with a more great appreciation for yourself, too?
I woke up with a greater appreciation, and not only I woke up with a different prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up with some new words, some new expressions, a greater appreciation. And as you were speaking and speaking about what it feels like to know the universe loves you, I thought about the trees, because I love the trees. I said, oh, my God, yeah. And the trees love me. Everything that we have about us was created in God's love. And I never thought about that universal love in the way I did this morning. But my prayers changed. Don't want to hog it. But, baby, it's a good feeling to just know that you're surrounded by love, because everything was created in love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I'm finished. Thank you.
All right. Any more questions, comments, or concerns? Any thoughts? If you're on Blog Talk, press 1. Teleconference, just star 6. So as we walk this journey, I really want you to really think about the molecules, the atoms, the energy, and how we see God in ourselves. Because when you really begin to love, honor, cherish, master, discover yourself, you activate a consciousness in you that really becomes an awareness of your oneness. And when something, when you define oneness, it's the same. When you define one, what do you think about? Is it something separate from you? Is it something different from you? What does the oneness of God mean to you? Because so many times I hear people define God separate from themselves. So I want you to think about that. What does it mean to be in the oneness? And if the Creator took itself and created you as a facet of this, how much different are you than the Creator? How much different are you? But see, when we don't really know ourselves, love ourselves, honor ourselves, embrace ourselves, we don't really know, because we don't even understand the wherewithal of what all that means. And we can't even comprehend the idea that we can actually be one with the Creator, that we are the creation of the creation. The divine presence, look at us, the divine only sees itself. That's why it was scary for Albert Einstein. When God opened up the universe and allowed Albert Einstein to see God, Albert Einstein saw himself, because we are made in the image and likeness and the same thing that God is created out of, because God took itself and created you. But do we really ever sit and think, what does that really mean? Well, love is the activation that turned on the switch of all those things to make me see myself differently. Am I fully there? I don't know. I don't think so. But I tell you, it turns on more switches. It activates a consciousness in you unlike no other. So if nothing you ever take away from this call or any calls that you come to in the love journey, the one thing that I can tell you, the one tool, the most powerful tool in your arsenal, is to stop and honor and love and embrace the very presence, your very divine energy, the presence of you that is so important to the very fabric of this life. You see, when you think about uni and verse, that's one song. Verse means song, uni means one song. We all are the instrument in the symphony of life, and our instrument being played in our rhythm is part of the symphony of the universe. And so in order to be in harmony, we must be in the vibration of love. You ever go to hear a choir sing and they're all out of order and they don't sound? It's because they're not in harmony. Harmony is what love is to us. And when we get into that love harmony, then we begin to sing our song in tune with the rhythm of the universe. So I say to you today, don't take my word. Sit still. Breathe into your heart. Ask, what's the spiritual message? But more importantly, what's the spiritual reason for your life? The other blessing of learning to love, honor, and cherish yourself, this is probably really not easy concept to believe either. But I'm going to tell you, learning to love me, being filled by the presence of my own love, you begin to not need anything outside yourself. Everything becomes like a cherry on top of the banana split. when you operate in the universe, you begin to operate in harmony with how and allow the presence to do what it do. Because you're so filled by the presence of your own love that you're just so vibrating at a certain level that you only can reflect nothing but greatness. And only people can come in your space is greatness. You won't hunger. You won't thirst. You'll be in total acceptance and allowance. It's such a beautiful thing, I promise you. I can't wait to even feel more of the fullness of it. I got a lot of more work to do, but I'm so grateful for the work I've done. Family, there's no work like the work when you begin to do the love journey, the love work, not the love journey, the love work. And whatever that looks like for you in terms of loving you, honoring you. And how do you get to that point? Just sitting still with yourself and speaking to your own heart. And speaking to the wisdom, the divine presence, and asking it to teach you, show you, and guide you into that space of loving the most important person in your world, which is you. Sometimes we think it's our children, we think it's everything but us, but I tell you, you cannot give from an empty vessel. And any time we're giving from an empty vessel, it's an unhealthy love. It's an unhealthy idea. It's unhealthy. I guess it's not love when it becomes unhealthy, so I apologize for that. But it's unhealthy. You're not giving from a place of wholeness, perfection, and complete. That's why you have to be the most important person in your world. You got to love you. And then when you begin to love, honor, cherish, and embrace everything you do outside of you, meaning loving everything outside of you, is going to be so much more easier. Loving my children became easier when I was loving me. Honoring them became easier because I was honoring me. I wasn't sacrificing. I wasn't giving depleted. I wasn't giving from empty. I was giving on full because I was so loving the magnificence of myself that it was easy to love the reflections of me and my children. And even the reflections that weren't so beautiful. I could be in allowance because I absolutely knew that it was okay too. You see life from such a different perspective. But that's my message today. It's about spiritual relationships, growing in those spiritual relationships and understanding that the biggest mirror is our most intimate relationship. What are we looking at when we look in the mirrors today? How do we see ourselves? What are we learning? Where do we need to learn? How do we need to grow? And those are the questions we need to ask. All right, before we go, any more questions, comments, or concerns? All right, I love you, family. I just want to remind you today that you are so important. Do the work. That work, this work right here changes the game of life. It changes the game. I'm telling you, when you begin to love, honor, and cherish yourself, it changes the game. I wish I could just get in everybody's body and like, look, that's what you feel when you begin to do this work. Oh. All right, family. Go on once, twice. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, press 1. If you're on the teleconference, star 6. All right, I want to remind you, family. We got a special guest tomorrow. Janine is coming, Janina Nina Hall. And she got 2 other friends that's coming, and they're going to talk about their experience and how they overcame domestic violent relationships and the lessons and how loving themselves took them into a space of empowerment of where they are today, gave them their control back. That's what she said. It gave her her power back. She said because a lot of times people stay in relationships or domestic violence relationships or abusive or relationships, whether it's verbal, physical, emotional, because we give our power away. And we give our power away when we don't love ourselves. I guess that's what she's saying. When we don't love and honor and don't even recognize our own beauty, and when we don't recognize our own value, we give our power to someone else. And so that's what she's going to talk about, how she found her power, how she was able to find her gift and change her life and to other people as well. So we're going to hear from three amazing people tomorrow on one show. All right, family, I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. I want to remind you, family, to choose love, because love, love, love is a choice. I want to remind you to dream and live your God-sized dreams, family. Do it, family. I'm telling you. Something amazing happens when you start to live on purpose and you start to allow the dream to flow through you and you live it. What Oprah say? Lean into the dream that's bigger, your God-sized dreams. Because you begin to have these, what they call happy feelings. And so that's what I'm about to play right now, Maze, y'all. And I love that first line he said, when happy feelings. So today, family, I want you to go through today and just have a good time with life. Have fun doing what you do. May happy family, happy feeling, family. You remind me of those barbecues when my mama used to get up early in the morning. Putting the barbecue. And then fresh air, we open up with those kinds of things. I got my stuff. Happy feeling. Bye-bye. You've been tuned in to The Love Journey, and I am Janine Ann Ingram, wishing you lots of happy feelings today. Enjoy your day. Have a good, wonderful, love-filled, joy-filled, money-filled, success-filled, happy-filled day.